Welcome to the New Vision Podcast.
Hello and welcome to part two of this New Vision podcast, where I shine a spotlight on African and other global music stars who are passed on as the world grapples with COVID-19. Richard Wetaya is my name. Last week, the 22nd of May to be exact, the world of African music lost another legend in Guinean vocalist and player of the kora harp, Morey Kanté. Kanté ostensibly died of chronic health problems in Conakry. Kanté was the first African musician to sell 1 million copies for his popular song, Yeke Yeke. The song reached number one in Belgium, Holland, Finland, and Spain. In the middle of this global health crisis, Africa has lost another legendary musician by the names of Mr. Tony Allen, the 79-year-old Afrobeat co-creator. Tony Allen and the legendary Fela Kuti developed the Afrobeat genre in the 60s. Allen was Fela Kuti's percussionist and the music director of his band Africa 70. His death was not related to COVID, but the hearts of many people who are fascinated by Afrobeat across the globe are bleeding over his death. Allen was an extraordinary talent at drumming, and his skills are showcased in songs like this.
Check it out. Yeah. 17, 18, 19, Bobo.
We have landed with the late great Huma Sekela exemplified Tony Allen's talent. The song was off the Rejoice album. COVID-19 sadly has also not spared the world of hip-hop, which I subscribe to a lot. On the 23rd of April, it claimed the life of 35-year-old Fred Godsand, who I used to listen to a lot. Fred Godsand was nice with the wordplay, and his delivery of rhyme was impressive, as exemplified in this song, NYC.
Welcome to New York City, hip-hop's birth certificate. Home of the cipher, words of significance. We started in the streets, now we paid to do it. Try and bring heat, ask Dwayne, it's a different way to do it. Cause now you slaying the home. We got the Cole and the Tommy, stop playing Jerome. You know the gods watching, balls popped up. Probably hit Trinidad hard, Bernard Hopkins is boxing.
And still in the world of hip-hop, hip-hop aficionados like myself are happy with the news that Scarface, one of the greatest MCs of all time, who was said to be out of sorts with COVID, is slowly recuperating. While Scarface recuperates, COVID-19 claimed the life of 47-year-old acclaimed British rapper Ty on May 7th. Ty, whose parents are from Nigeria, was best known for his sophomore or his second album titled Upwards, which was released in 2003. The album was nominated for a Mercury Prize in the following year. From the album, I love the groove of this up-tempo party rocking song. Oh, you want more? All You Want More was a song that lit up the airwaves in the UK. Just have a listen here.
Switching up the picture just a little bit. Who could it be? I'm on some Mississippi. Reel it, reject, refix now. Straight cough, rubber sound, words slip now. More sweat, more death, more grief. No pork, no grits, no beef. More peace, more love, more joy. Ruby Dose, Chapter Dax McCoy. We rock mics with hot spice, we up out. When a man in your ha-ha got knocked out.
2 days after tie-dye, Little Richard, the 87-year-old rapsy-voiced R&B and rock and roll legend, described by many as the father of modern rock and roll, passed on. Now, Little Richard didn't die of COVID-19. He died of bone cancer. But by reason that he died during this difficult time, we pay homage in this podcast. Little Richard, an African-American, laid a foundation for rock and roll with his music, like this song, Long Tall Sally, a song that features on the soundtrack of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Predator. It was, however, the song Tutti Frutti that endeared Little Richard to many fans across the globe. Now, the song Tutti Frutti sounds a bit like this. Tutti Frutti, oh, da do Tutti Frutti, oh, da do
Womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp, Tutti Frutti, oh, hoo.
The other African musician who died due to health complications related to the coronavirus is Somali music icon Ahmed Ismail Hussein, who many refer to as Hudaydi. Hussein died at the age of 91 in London. Here is one of his songs.
يا عدود هيديو كبك هزالي.
COVID-19 also reared its ugly head in the world of modern black gospel music with the death of 56-year-old Grammy-nominated gospel singer Troy Sneed on the 27th of April. The praise and worship singer had a long and prestigious career and had 7 albums under his belt. Sneed's songs touched the soul and many appeared regularly on the Billboard gospel charts, like this 2017 captivating song Kept by His Grace off his Taking It Back album.
If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands.
On the 10th of May, the world of R&B lost one of the greatest female soul singers in Betty Wright. Wright, with her silky, orgasmic voice, gave R&B a mainstream acceptance in the 70s, and her music has widely influenced many R&B musicians such as Mary J. Blige, Beyoncé, Ashanti, and many more.
This song goes out to all my nephews, sons, little cousins, you know who you are.
Wright died of cancer. Over the course of her career, she released 20 albums, including the 2011 album Betty Wright the Movie. Off the album was this groovy collaboration with Snoop Dogg and The Roots' Rare Woman.
You need a woman who wins.
No pain, no gain, just like the same thing. Been playing so many games, gotta find a slow way. Sooner or later, no later, cause when he finally dated, he'll love her or even hate her.
Betty Wright also did a couple of songs with her hip-hop musicians such as Ace Hood, and I love the song called Save Us. This is a song that really touches my soul when I listen to it.
And it's easy to see that we need Jesus, please.
Won't you help me? Oh.
big thanks to my producer Max Adi and my contributing editor Steven Sankaba. You can find more podcasts on the New Vision webpage, www.newvision.co.ug. You can hit me up on Twitter at RWetire, or you can join me on Facebook at Richard Wetire Superman.
You've been listening to the New Vision Podcast.
New Vision, covering the whole